And staying with the economy, now I bring you, I think, a very exciting story. Plans to develop a solar PV panel manufacturing base in Tralee that could create up to 500 jobs and another major business project that has the potential to create even more jobs. Thousands of jobs, even. I'll let the story unfold. But before coming on air this morning, I spoke to three people: Cian O'Murcu of Solar Bio in Dingle, Mike Egan, who's business development manager with Solar Bio, and Manny Vannon, who has a number of business interests and is the business advisor and financial director of Nano PV Solar, which is based, which is headquartered in the United States. I first spoke to Cian O'Murcu, director of Solar Bio, and he gave me the background to his company.
My father and Padraig and my uncle Ciarán, they were running an electrical contracting company in West Kerry that spanned over 30 years, and they focused on domestic commercial installations. I suppose we got stuck into a couple of research projects, things like that, in battery storage and solar PV back in kind of 2018, 2017, through StoreNet projects, through the ESB, just mainly focusing on the potential for solar PV and battery management systems throughout Ireland. So that kind of sparked an interest in us in it. And then in 2019, we decided to move full-time into solar, and then we established Solar Bio from there. Throughout the past 5-6 years, we've kind of grown domestically, focusing on domestic commercial installations, and battery management systems, that kind of thing, EV chargers, all future technologies that are coming in. So that started so we got stuck into a good few things like that. And I suppose
it's solar PV panels as well, of course, would be a big part of it.
Exactly, yeah. So solar PV is 90% of our business. It's a growing sector. Domestically, there's grants available through the SEI, plus there's a VAT reduction off solar PV panels. So it's a growing area. But I suppose commercial and agricultural is also growing. Like, businesses are under massive pressure to meet energy, or with rising energy costs, and to pay ESB bills. So we're providing a solution for that. But as we've started to grow, and we've grown and grown more, it sparks an awful lot more interest in solar PV as well. There's more and more companies coming to us saying, geez, we're struggling with energy costs, we're struggling with all this. So we've kind of grown to meet the demand of it, I suppose. But I'm not too sure if you're aware, but Monday, Airgrid actually announced that there was an amber alert.
Yes.
For energy in Ireland. That's the first time in 2023 it's happened, and that's due to low wind. So solar will be a growing sector as well within that. So what they want to do, so we could kind of grow, we could, I suppose we could, we want to get kind of into more utility scale projects. So,
and could I how many people do you currently employ in Dingle?
Yeah, so directly employed, there's about 15 of us, but indirectly between assessors and things like that, there's over 30 employed. And as we're growing and growing, we're looking to target utility scale projects.
And what do you mean by utility scale projects? So, does that mean a large manufacturing facility?
Yeah, so a utility scale project is a ground mounted project of a larger size. So it's fed into the grid. So what we're looking to do is grow to that size to meet the demand for solar PV in Ireland. So what we've done is we've partnered with Nano PV USA. They're a solar PV manufacturing company, and they have over 30 years experience in solar PV. But what makes Nano PV different from any other of the manufacturers out there is 95% of panels that are getting manufactured at the moment, their parts or component parts are being made in China. Nano PV are different in the fact that all their component parts, everything, is manufactured outside of China and not using Chinese products or component parts even. So we've partnered with them as of early this year, and we're hoping to target utility scale projects, because we have the engineering support and a full R&D section behind us in order to go at them kind of projects.
So the plan is for Solar Bio and Nano PV Solar is to build a manufacturing facility for PV, solar PV panels, and Tralee is the area that you're looking at.
Yeah, exactly. So as these utility scale projects come to the fore and they start progressing, there'll be massive demand for this very specific type of panel, because companies can't be seen to be using panels that have component parts coming from China. So Nano PV Solar, with Solar Bio as their distributor in Ireland and in Europe, we're hoping to create a manufacturing facility in Tralee in order to produce solar panels.
And of course, all this would add to Ireland's energy independence, something that we've heard so much about, particularly since the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, when Russia invaded Ukraine over a year ago now. At this stage, I will bring in Manny Vannon, who is business advisor and financial director of Nano PV Solar, which is headquartered in New Jersey in the United States. If you could talk a little bit more briefly about the job potential that such a facility in Tralee would have. How many jobs could it create?
The proposed plant is of 100 megawatts capacity per annum. So it will produce 100 megawatts per annum. And so the initial job creation potential is anywhere between 50 to 100 people with various degree of skill levels, from technicians to engineers to managers and supervisors. And we are planning to expand to 1 gigawatt, that is 1,000 megawatt size capacity per annum in year 3 to 5. At that point, the job creation potential is around 500 local jobs.
500 jobs. So a lot of potential there. And you talked about producing the capacity to produce 1 gigawatt of
solar panels.
Like, how many households, is it possible to put into terms how many households or businesses that could provide energy for?
Just 1 gigawatt. Yeah, you are talking about, 1 gigawatt. 20,000-30,000 houses at least.
That really puts it into perspective there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because we discuss in terms of utility scale projects. So I'm just giving some number off my mind. So it could be still more.
But at least we're talking about
hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. That is very illustrative.
I mean, this can provide, the future of energy, for this planet is in solar as well as in green hydrogen. Mm-hmm. Europe needs to secure its energy security, and the quickest option is solar PV.
Timelines here, obviously there's no planning permission, it's just a proposal at the moment that you would establish such a facility in Tralee, but if all going well, I mean, what's the timeline here? If the facility got the go-ahead, obviously, planning permission, etc. But when would you hope to start?
Ideally, in 9 to 12 months' time, our production will be up and running. Yeah, that is the timeline we are working on. And we are already looking at some ready-to-occupy buildings, factory buildings, for our purpose. So if we are able to secure the brownfield site, which is suitable for us, we are looking at 9 to 12 months, because our expertise is in setting up of manufacturing facilities internationally.
And I know Tralee Chamber Alliance are aware of all this. And obviously, it's a very exciting project. I mean, the huge potential to create jobs would be very welcome for any community. And Tralee Chamber Alliance are very aware of this. At this moment, I'll bring in as well Mike Egan, who's a business development manager with Solar Bio. Mike, thank you for coming in this morning as well. Tell us about the particular links, the Munster Technological University. That's a big factor as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've the new circular economy course that's being developed in MTU, and it fits in exactly with what NanoPV are doing. NanoPV are using nanotechnology, and MTU are also associated with the Burnell Institute, which is part of Science Foundation Ireland, and they're looking very specifically at this for high talent job creation. So it fits like a glove in terms of bringing in this technology partner into Tralee if that works out. Look, also in my role, look, I come from an agricultural background. I'm an agricultural scientist and I've worked in the food industry. So we're also trying to speak to farming groups, landowners. Currently, there's a TAMS 3 grant that's available for solar for farmers. That deadline has been extended to the end of June. We would really like to talk to individual farmers, farmer groups, for that grant, and also to talk to farmer groups and community groups in terms of solar projects at a utility scale. This all happens when people just sit down, have a cup of tea and a biscuit. That's how we get to know each other in terms of just breaking the ice. Look, something can happen from this, but it does no harm to have a chat with people.
How do farmers contact you?
Just contact the office.
Solar BO?
Yeah, Solar BO.
It from there.
Neighbours have stopped us already, look, on the road.
Really?
So people are aware of what we're doing. We're just happy to chat. If you have a chat, something can come from that. Just does no harm talking.
And in addition to this plan for a solar PV manufacturing facility in Tralee, there's also another plan involving a company you're also involved with, Manny. And we're speaking to Manny Vannon this morning of Nano PV Solar, that has teamed up with Solar Bio from based in Dingle. Manny, you're the co-founder of another company called Skillicorn Technologies, that has its headquarters in London and in Austin in Texas, and this is another enterprise that is also very focused on being sustainable. Tell us a bit more. And you want to look at the possibility of establishing a facility in this area also here in Tralee.
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the co-founders, managing director and finance director of Skillicorn Technologies, which is waste and wastewater recycling company based in London and Austin, Texas. What we have done is, you know, we have developed a unique technology for recycling any wastewater using a nature-based solution. If you look at what is happening in the marketplace, all the existing technologies are mainly using activated sludge, which is an outdated technology and which is energy intensive, and also it is not doing a complete job of getting rid of all the pollutants. So what we have developed is, we feel that the wastewater is a valuable resource. So we strictly follow the circular economy principles, and our wastewater recycling technology has built in a business model and a revenue model. As far as we are concerned, wastewater recycling is a profitable business. So this is a paradigm shift in the wastewater recycling industry.
So the plan is that in tandem with the manufacturing facility for solar PV panels, there would also be a facility for waste and wastewater management.
That's right. We are already initiated discussions with farmer groups, industries, and also municipalities and cities for treating the wastewater they are generating.
And how do the two companies, or the two functions of these enterprises, how do they complement each other? How do they connect with each other?
Okay. Wastewater recycling system, which we have developed, it encompasses a number of subsystems. And the subsystems include clean technologies like solar PV, floating solar, micro wind turbines, green hydrogen, biomethane, anaerobic digestion system. So this is where, Nano PV works very closely and complements our recycling process systems effectively.
Skillicorn would be more than happy to talk to community groups and farmer groups, see if we could do some projects, So there's lots of different options that are there, but it starts by talking and making people aware of what solutions are available, and we can talk and see if we can find the solutions to those problems that are there.
In layman's terms, the energy, the solar energy produced by this facility in Tralee, manufacturing facility in Tralee, if it takes place, that would be used and harnessed then by Skillicorn Technologies in its waste and waste management operations.
That's right. Yeah.
And what's the job potential in this area, waste and wastewater? I never thought that, you know, it's not the most glamorous of subjects, but as you said, this is the way of the future. How many jobs could be created in this area, separate to the solar PV manufacturing facility?
The solar PV manufacturing facility, I think, you know, we already discussed it.
Yes.
Has the potential for, you know, 50 to 100 jobs. But coming back to, you know, Skillicorn Technologies, the Skillicorn Technologies, you know, projects are unique, and they have much more job creation potential than the solar manufacturing facility. Because I said, you know, the Skillicorn Technologies wastewater recycling system encompasses a number of subsystems, and that includes hydroponics, aquaponics, floating solar, AD systems. Depending upon the project size, we can create thousands of jobs using Skillicorn Technologies.
Here in Kerry, here in Tralee.
In Tralee, yes. Because, see, the hydroponics and the intensive farming technologies which we have developed, we also developed a Skillicorn, you know, three-dome aquaponics technology, which is an intensive fish farming technology. So they have a lot of potential to create thousands of jobs and also help in exporting organic quality fish, prawn, etc.
We'll just go back there now to Mike Egan, Business Development Manager with Solar Bio. Mike,
there
you want
also,
to say?
There are also solutions with Skillicorn Technology for land rehabilitation, solutions for end-of-life land fills, and also mines. So there are also solutions that are there that are profitable.